How simple is that?
Go ahead.
Why is it necessary for the Torah to go in such detail about how Bnei Israel built the Mishkan? I mean, what was involved in it?
What?
Why does the Torah have to go into such exact detail as to how the Mishkan was built? Why does the Torah have to go into all the details about the Mishkan? Or every specific...
Two reasons. First of all, I'm a testimony of Shabbos. We did use from the Mishkan. And then, the concept of Malachas Machsheves is a very important concept. Not only in Malachas Machsheves, but also in Sassing Golatel Kulin.
Okay, but you're talking about the measurements.
And then...
You're talking about the measurements, why it says exactly the measurements and how they have to be built.
In other words, we should not consider the Torah as consisting of principles. The way Mahavlo, you know, the nation believe. But there are principles which are important, but out of these principles emanate little details, you know. And we, the human mind, even if he's the biggest intellect, but he can make a mistake. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom, cannot make a mistake. So we have to try to be exact and to misamtzim our emotion. Sometimes a person is a tzaddik, but he has an excess of emotion. So because of that, he might be meichel in his certain issue, and vice versa. If he has a diminution in his concept of ethical values, so then he might become a maker and make all kinds of concessions at the expense of Torah and the Jewish people and humanity. You know, you can say that since we have to be compassionate, we have to be compassionate towards Arafat also, but we cannot be compassionate towards Arafat.
In Parshas Kisisa, Moshe says, "V'mayim mechinenam misufacha Hashem hasafta."
Yeah.
And so the general answer is that Hashem took Moshe out of the parsha in the parsha.
He didn't take him out. Hashem wanted, in order to test Moshe, but Moshe passed the test with flying colors, in order to inspire the Jewish people that they should have the midah of Mesiras Nefesh for Klal Yisrael and be ready to be Mesiah their own individual life for the sake of saving Klal Yisrael.
The question in the Southern?
What?
Why there's no reference in the Southern?
In the Southern?
No. In Kisisa.
Because some people say that Hashem actually took him out of the parsha of the Southern.
There's no reference.
Right, yeah. Okay. So I was wondering that
title.
No, if the thing in Kisisa happened after, so how did Hashem know
where
to take him out
as
the people's
pasha? Yeah. We want to know why there's no reference to Moshe Rabbeinu in
Tetzaveh. Well, you can't mention everything in every sefer.
How many people are required for to start with Rosh Hashanah? Seven people finished already. So are you ready
for Rosh Hashanah? You can be
Shalif. Now the question, to start, let's say there's only a minion with symptom of 10 people. In order for the Shlich Tzibur to begin the Chazar Rosh Hashanah, does he need...
It's okay. Even if you have 5 and 5, certainly if you have 6 who did not have Mincha yet, and 4 would... Or a damn in Mincha, so it's all right.
Okay,
so
but, right.
You see, and 7 is even more certain because it's a Rubidi Mincha.
But in order for him to start the Chazar Asa Shatz, how many people have to be listening? Can you have, let's say, the 10 people?
According to Ramo, even if they are asleep, you can start the Chazar. Even they sleep, he's unconscious, he's awake. And sometimes unconscious is more of a tzaddik than conscious. Because the conscious is disturbed by the Yitzhara. The unconscious is pure.
So, but L'chadchila, you should wait for 10? L'chadchila, you should wait for 10?
No, only for 7.
To listen. So yeah. 3 people could be davening?
Yes.
And 7 could be listening, and they can start Chazar HaShem.
Yeah.
we were discussing today in Shir about the technology in the future in the Besbin system. What role would it play? Would any modern technology such as video cameras be able to somewhat replace
something? Well, it will enable the Besbin to pass more effectively Shilas in Kirish HaKadosh, you know, in the international dateline, and all kinds of Shilas. And let's say, to Paschal, you know, that the Rav should be able to Paschal in physics about electricity, in chemistry about ingredients of food, and biology about, you know, about the Shile of artificial, you know, when you form, you form a baby, you know. Artificial.
In vitro, yeah, in vitro.
Through a host matter, you know.
Now his question was, would the Besdin allow someone with a videotape but no Adam to show that a person did a certain Avera? Let's say
but you couldn't be damned. You couldn't be damned in the process. I'll play the Indian. Even if you have a 1,000 Nevim, Idliak. So if they didn't testify on the basis of Rieh, but they say Hashem Omali, so you couldn't be done anybody. Only the Nevominis, we can rely on the basis of Umbe.
If one forgets to daven Marav, and 1 week's up, 3 o'clock in the morning, and he'll just daven Marav, you won't have any kavanah.
Well, until I'm the Shachar, he can daven Marav.
No. If one doesn't have any kavanah, he'll just run right through. Is it better to wake up in the morning and daven two shmona esrei?
What do you mean he doesn't
go? He forgot to daven Marav.
Altogether.
And he went to sleep. Yeah. And he went up. He woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
But he should have met.
But he knows he's not going to concentrate because he's still asleep.
In general, they'll become on it.
Yeah, so he'll
know that he's aiming for Nashvini.
He won't. He will.
No, he's just doing it.
So he can
he'll just do it.
He cannot do.
So he should wait till Shachar to say Tashlumin.
If he's not, if he does, he's misasi. If he doesn't know that he's aiming for Nashvini.
So he should wait till Shachar and then down to Shmona Esrei?
Tashlumin Esrei.
But I thought if you do it on purpose, you're not permitted to down to Shmona Esrei. If you do it for Mezid.
No.
But that's not the Mezid.
That's not the Mezid. Because I can't have Kalam. What's the
Shavit? The Shavit.
What's the idea behind saying Brochu Merach Shmo in Hashem's name, and why, and how did it originate?
Because the Gemarim Sochem tells the story that when Yaakov Venus wanted to bless his sons, so the Sreshish Shemo, there is one of the sons, has Yehoha to deviate from the Torah. So all the sons said, Shema Yisrael, referring to Yaakov Avinu, Ali Shemo, Akin Ali Shemo Chos. So then Yaakov Avinu answered, Baruch Shem Vod Machus Elumay. That's why you have to say B'lachash all year except in Kippur.
So,
but to emphasize that the Iker and the essence of Christmas as consists of Shema Yisrael, and everything else is just a payoff. But in Kippur, when the Jew is so holy, so then we don't have to be chesed for it.
So why do we only say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo during a bracha and not any time in Kirashim's
name? No, we don't
say. In Brisk, they didn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. They considered it as a hefsek.
Not only in something like Chazaras Hashas, but something else. Would they say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo?
Would they ever say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo?
Never.
No.
Never. Never.
So, okay.
What about if it's somebody else's bracha and you don't want to be yosef? You hear someone making a bracha on. Let's say someone makes a bracha on an apple. So you're not. You just hear the bracha. Should you say Baruch Hu Shmo when you hear Shem Hashem?
Amen. Not Baruch Hu Shmo.
Even if you're not going to be yosef for yourself.
So where did that? So why? According to the opinions that say
you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo,
why do they only say it by
Chazaras
Hashatz
and not any time? Why only by Baruch Hu?
I don't know, you ask them, why you ask me?
Question?
So we would not be permitted during Chazaras Hashatz to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo to Hafsa?
That's right.
But so you shouldn't say it at all?
Yeah, trust
him. Or anything?
Trust him.
If you're walking on the street or in the subway, and one of those homeless people ask you for money, do you have enough to give? Because you're not sure whether it's going, if it's really going to help more, if you're going for like alcohol or something.
Well,
like that. And if you do give, is it a lot? If you don't give, is that a Kol Hashem? And if you do, is it a lot?
Okay. If you're on the street of Manhattan, in a subway station, and you see a homeless person, and they ask you for money, so you should give him? Okay. Now, he said, what if you're afraid they're going
to... You're afraid maybe we'll use them drugs.
For drugs, alcohol.
You have to give it to him. Yeah.
Yeah. So you should wrap Lava Kamasa. What? Even to a guy? They want to even to a guy?
Yeah, he may pay him. You can take a short limit also because of the Acham of El Kamasa.
Even
if you're wearing a hat, so you don't get the Kol Hashem then? No, he's saying you have to do it because it's the right thing to do, not because of what people think.
Yeah,
not because of evil.
Let's say the guy's drinking while you're
asking
money.
Evil, you do it only in case of an anti-Semite. Like the Palestinians, so then he saw some rachem aleihem, but because to avoid ill will, so then you have to do it.
You want to ask a question? You want to know? Okay, he wants to know what if you see the guy's drinking booze? He's drinking beer. So you see, he's drunk already. He's drunk.
So what? He's more of an unfortunate person. If you try to be mikarev,
but out,
you know. When I was a Rebbe in Tveras Yerushalayim, and at that time, the Bowery, you know, had many, many bumps, and many Jews, beers, and pears, and everything. So these bumps used to come to the Major Feinstein, and they tried to talk to him. So his Talmidim wanted to send him away. So the Major Feinstein said, Chas v'shalom, let him talk, his imam nefesh, let him empty out his heart. And then Rabbi said, he's an umrah. You have to bring blankets and pillows and covers so they should be able to sleep, and you should give them food. So many, many bumps became Bali Chui.
I heard that in Brisk, When they did Brisk,
you heard that in Brisk, the minig is when they do Birchas Kohanim.
Not Birchas Kohanim, but when we say Elkein Elohim Yitzein Brachin Baruch Ha'am Shalashes, that they only say Kein Yehi Ratzon for the third of the...
No, they have to say by all the three brachas, Yitzein Baruch Ha'am Shalashes, Kein Yehi Ratzon Mishos Avraham Avinu, Kein Yehi Ratzon Mishos Yitzchak Avinu, Kein Yehi Ratzon Mishos Yaakov Avinu.
It's not a hafsek?
No, it's a din.
Especially in nowadays, there's a lot of discussion amongst the Orthodox communities about how moral issues play into Judaism.
For example, religion, yeah.
Something like slavery.
Yeah, that's right.
We're in the Torah.
Of course, we should oppose slavery.
Right.
You see, even though the Torah says, Lilavim Safedu, still, the Gemara says, Lezer ben Knan, who was an old, but because he did Tshuva, so Avraham Avinu liberated him. Now, the black people, unfortunately, because of the involuntary servitude, they became demoralized. But in the course of generations, they became more and more civilized. And then Reverend Martin Luther was a nice person. He only spoke about civil rights, about his dreams. But Jesse Jackson is not a nice person. He talks about power. So you have to fight. Baruch Hashem, that Jesse Jackson last week was arrested because he took millions of dollars from the federal government and the state government in order to find jobs for the black people. And he didn't find any job for any black person. He just put it in his pocket and his bank account.
My question is...
Save Ghana quickly. As Lincoln said, you can't fool all the time, all of the people all the time. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all of the people all the time.
I was concerned about whether how we have to look upon these different morals that we consider as what being right, and that the Torah, if the Torah allows that you're allowed to have another.
Okay.
And we're
so the Chino explained it. On one hand, the Torah was opposed to slavery. On the other hand, the Torah took cognizance of the fact that without slavery, they'll remain, they'll never become civilized. So the Torah said, Leilam Tavidu. However, if it is necessary to liberate a slave because of a mitzvah, a rabbi, like Pierre Valivio, to you brought him, it's all, or because of a minyan, it's only mitzvah rabbanon, then it's a mitzvah to liberate the Eved, as Rabbi Lezer was in Shachar HaEved, because we need the Eved for a mitzvah, for a minyan.
If a poor person asks you for money, but he's chayav misa, for instance, he's an apikoros or something, are you still chayav to give him money?
What?
Let's say a poor person who is an apikoros
asks to give him the racham of alkol masa.
Even an apikoros.
The fact that that he's an apikoros, so will not make any difference. On the contrary, there is a good possibility that we can vote through. I don't know whether I told you the story about the prime.
I don't know.
1904. So when the Jewish radicals were motivated by the Bolshevik Revolution, so one stupid youngster in the presence of a group of soldiers shot in effigy the portrait of Tsar Nikolai. One of the that happened on Tsar Nikolai. And so one of the soldiers reported it to the Magister, the mayor. And the magister decided that he'll be shot on the day after Yom Kippur. Without the trial, you know, they didn't believe, you know, in a Bill of Rights. So one Jew, who was observant but very, very modern, who was bembaized by Reb Chaim and bembaized by the mayor, Reb Chaim called me and he said to him, please find out from the mayor how much money he wants in order to release the stupid youngster and let him disappear. So the answer by the mayor was 20,000 rubles. So on Tzimidali afternoon, Reb Chaim called a meeting of all the members of the Kirin. And Menachem Begin's father, who was a very observant Jew, so he was the secretary. They all came. And then he went in, Menachem Begin's father, he said, of ich suche dem Emes noch keinen Gefühl. A viele der Rabbonim haben nicht wissen, die von Emes. Mernit war interessiert in der Covet, in Kriegen als Saar Geld. So Reb Chaim took him on the arm and there was a big mirror on the line. He said, Reb Zev, ihr wollt wissen dem Emes. Reb Dov was his name. Ihr wollt wissen dem Emes. Oh, das ist der Emes. So klar, dort stark ist er. So Reb Chaim says, if this is the remes, if the remes the crest of Shekha. And then Reb Chaim said they should go with him to the treasury of the Kehile and take out $20,000. So even the former people who learned it of Yemi and they were Kim Bishas said, Briskarov, you have married wie 20.000 Euro in die Treasury. Ich muss für seinem Alter wegen, wer wird helfen? For the Alamese is okay. For the Anim, for the hospitals, and for the Isenim, and for the and alle schwache Menschen. So he said, Deilitzor Bescheid. So he said, but it's Meridin Lemailin. So he said, Meridin Lemailin, the Rav Amiri says, only Kishibile Ado, Umveni Mado Hakal Maskimin, Shiim, Shiim Uyasuzeis. So then it'll be too late then. They'll convert hundreds of Jews, Mim, to Shmat, to give up the Torah. But today that was only Shayach when Rav Min Rav Binyan of Bnei Yisrael wore Yirei Hashem, and only a few, like Doson Vaviron, Heim Berishosom, Komokim Shinema Nitzavim, Heim Berishosom Tlos Masifom. But now that Rav Min Rav Binyan have other spiritual leaders, like Karl Marx and Leon Trotsky, so then ein Kommunist Winziger, and ein Kommunist Mera, macht nicht keinen Unterschied. But they refused to go. So what did Chaim do? He waited till I have in Kippur, and then it came to Minche. So Reb Chaim went up and Rebbe and said, Rabbi Yisai, ich will nicht losen dame Minche, bis die Anshe Achillen umgehen mit mir zu dem Major and geben ihm 20,000 to go. What could they do?
Maybe they didn't, I don't know if the boys understand the Yiddish, so maybe...
Yeah, I will not let you daven Minche until the members of the Kille will go with me to the office of the Kille and take out the $20,000 and then take the $20,000 and give it to the mayor. And then the mayor will give a release. So I couldn't help it, so they went. So then they gave him the release and he said, you can tell the stupid radical that he can disappear any place he wants, to America, to South Africa, to Palestine, any place he wants, to Australia. So they gave it to him, and on the morrow of Yom Kippur, he went to America, and then he became a peddler for a few years, and became very rich, and he became a Baltruder, and supported all religious institutions. That showed the difference between the approach of Rachamim and Sholem and the approach of street canoes. That's wild street canoes. It's not even normal.
Regarding giving the money to a bum on the street, if you know that person's going to go and spend it on a Avodah Zarah or something, you should still give it to him?
Avodah Zarah.
Avodah Zarah.
If you know you're going to give a guy money and he's going to spend it on a Avodah
Zarah. He'll spend it on Avizor Minyar Hashitu, and we'll pass him that Minyach will use of our Hashitu. Janative of Niviva.
In other words, Hashitu is like they believe in the Trinity. The question whether that constitutes Avodah Zarah for a God.
Jew.
Right. But then
not for a God.
Right. For a Jew it is, but not for a God. So even if you went out and you spent it on something with Christianity, technically it's not about a Darwin, so you're not just not looking at it.
But he knows it will be spent
on real Avodah Zarah. So if you knew it was spent on real Avodah Zarah even for a guy, so then you shouldn't give it to him.
Yeah. Unless there's Ava.
Unless there's Ava. Ava means to say that they're going to start
hating
Jews, killing Jews if you don't do something for them.
I asked a few weeks ago that if like one of your relatives, if your sister is sick and in the Mishaberach, so should you say Imi Marasi? And I think you said no, because
when you talk to the Benisha,
right,
you don't say
so my question is, in benching, if you eat at your parents' table, so in the Harachmans you say Avi Mori.
It's all because then you just express a wish, you do not address the Benisha directly. It's like saying it in your heart.
What about a Mishaberach after a person gets an aliyah? So you make a Mishaberach for the Olah Torah. And what if he's a Rav? Do you say Harav?
No.
Because he shouldn't say it then either.
No.
Not L'chol, just for the aliyah.
Yeah, but because of respect to your God, you do say it, but I wouldn't say it.
Mm-hmm. So... No, when you call him up, you would. So
oh, yeah, of course.
No, when you call him up. But when you make the Mishaberach for the Olah Torah?
Yes, so then you say, Mareinu or Mareinu Rabbeinu, according to Shkalev or Godless and Titkes.
when you call him up. But when you make a Misha Berach for him after the Aliyah?
Also.
You would say Harav?
Because you address the people of the Rebbeinu Shalom.
Are we saying Misha Berach Avosenu? It's really...
It's all right, but primarily the Deilah.
Okay. So if a person is calling up his father, a person is the Gabbai, he's calling up his father, how should he call up his father? And if he makes a Misha Berach after the Aliyah for his father?
Same thing.
Yeah. If the mitzvah of tzitzis is only if you have a beggar shal arba kanfos, and today we don't have, so why do we? So that's why we're today.
Yeah. When it's a time of anger, figure the anger by a kodesh bov against cloudy soil, so then we should do it. They are punished.
In other words, in a time of figurative anger for Klal Yisrael, which means when we're in Galus and the Jews aren't living properly, so Jews will get punished if they're not careful to go out of their way to do the mitzvah. So that's why we do the mitzvah. We're going out of our way to do it. So he wants to know, so if you Moshe Mashiach with the base of Mikdash, would one be chayv to wear Arba Kanfos?
Yeah, Kol Hachem with Hashem. So there's too many mitzvahs there, I don't know. It's just humiliating.
Yeah, it's a kiyum. It's not an obligation, but it's a fulfillment. Yeah, thank you.
Torah tells us that the mitzvah of makah is because
one. Samit, the shoshim dam beisach.
So the reason is because yes, yeah, so that
sakone, a risk.
Sakone. So why is the Torah concerned about aspects of sakana here, but in other areas they're
who
not.
Who says no? In every case of sakone, yariva lav deraisi of the shoshim dam beisach. And with Shamit Haldam Leach.
So
if you don't have a guard on the windows, you are either both loved.
So why does the Torah specifically use an example of Makkah to teach us this lesson?
The Torah cannot specify all situations. There is an infinite number of possible situations.
But there's no significance to this specific case?
No.
Do mentally retarded people have a chelek in olam haba?
Of course, more chelikah habos than normal people because they are unfortunate and they suffer so much. Ve'ilam hazeh, in lo sid lo ve'ed, they'll be cured from their retardedness.
In something like skydiving?
Skydiving, where people jump out of airplanes with the parachute?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but they do it for fun. They do it for fun.
But
he
fun is down.
I've heard you're not allowed to do it.
Right, you can't do it. Yeah,
even Flemmy Golan.
Put himself in something.
Once his ribs, and he was in the hospital for half a year in Minnesota.
But in like war parachuting, you know, you have one.
Well, you have to do. You have to miss an effort.
You do it for fun.
You have to miss an effort. You have to miss an effort yourself.
For war, you have to do it, but otherwise you shouldn't do it.
Driving a car, you're also putting yourself in a second.
So you have to strap yourself. And you should not drive in a big hurry. You shouldn't speed.
Right. Okay, you hear that, Shmuel? Don't speed
slowly.
When you drive. Okay, go slow. What? So what about can a person go skiing? They can get hurt and...
Shouldn't go skiing. My son Chaim, one time went skiing. And he broke his foot, and he was disabled for 6 months. He had to use a walker, and he couldn't walk more than a block. So he stopped skiing.
Good. All right, we'll have a ping pong next year. Okay, yeah.
Is one allowed to eat off the silverware of another Jew who is not religious?
Naturally, he's at all. He doesn't observe kashrus.
But he claims to observe kashrus.
What?
He claims to observe
kashrus. Well, it depends whether, in his opinion, the other Jew is a liar or an honest man. If in his opinion he has to use he's under it. He's an honest man, so he can lend him this one.
If, you know, let's say, for example, the person spends extra money to buy kosher food. So let's say they're not careful about other mitzvahs.
Yeah.
But they make sure, you see, they spend extra money to buy kosher food.
For home.
For home. So could you...
But outside they eat treifa too.
Yeah, so what would... Right. Let's say outside eats treifa, right?
So what's the problem?
So can you rely on him at home?
Yes, if you know he's an honest person. There's a tshuva by a major Feinstein of his son, whose father is in Chal Shabri Faresi, whether he can eat in his house. So major Feinstein said yes. All the chazokes and choshut is only in the case where you don't know. But if you know, you know. Even in Akum is all right.
Regarding tzitzis, nowadays some people believe that they found the fish regarding tcheles, the food train.
Some people say they found the chalazon for the tcheles today.
Razina Rebbe.
Razina Rebbe, right.
The only one.
Is that wrong with the Quran, because they don't know
if it's
for sure the fish?
When the
shvunk
to fall out.
No, so should a person go out and buy the tcheles from the Razina Rebbe?
Why should it? He's the only one, all the daily Israel rejected it.
Is there anything wrong?
Because Mishalevi said that to regard to the Melchalme of the Torah, we have to follow Shalavicha v'yagetchos k'nei ha'olim olam, and we lost the Kabbalah.
So then it should be wrong to go and buy it?
It doesn't make sense. He's not even aware.
Why is it that what's the idea behind tzitzis only being on a four-cornered garment and not on a new garment?
Wasn't a wise tzitzis only on a four-cornered garment and not on a six-cornered garment?
The tzitzis are close, but you can't ask.
Regards to somebody going to Ari Miklat. So
Shai Miklat.
No, Ari Miklat. Someone running to Ari Miklat. Bishogeg, what's that? Bishogeg.
So the Adam is no issues to kill him.
And
if he kills him, he's chayav missing.
And if the person who ran to Ari Miklat and he killed somebody, there's a difference in the Gemara mentions.
Who kills? He means the Rishayach.
The Rishayach. Yeah, the Gemara mentions the difference.
I'm asking what Sheikh Ol Meis.
I want to know
between Shogeg
and Mazid and
the
Kavan and
Enni
Kavan, what's the difference between them?
What?
In
Mikla, whether he goes or not?
What? The
if he's Sheikh, so he has to go in exile from one Ol Mikla to the other Ol Mikla. If he's Mazid, he has no protection.
What's the difference between the
Gemara
mentions
the
Kavan and
Enni Kavan?
Oh, and
Shogeg
and Mazid?
Oh, he wants to know.
So, Ole Miklot does not have a kapoy. Merely the Adam kills in his potter.
Now his question is, what's the difference when the Gemara says miskaven and ena miskaven? What's a miskaven and what's an ena miskaven?
Miskaven means miskaven la'arik be'im over agorum.
That's miskaven.
The sheikh of amazed.
Oh, but in other words, what's the difference between a shogeg and an ena miskaven?
Sheikh means he doesn't know that he killed him. He's not mischaving to do any maishari. And when he's mischaving to do a maishari against the behemoth and he misses his target, so then it's called any mischaving.
What's the difference when someone goes on a plane, he knows he's going to go on a plane. Why can't someone go on a plane before Shabbos? He knows he's going to carry over.
What?
On to Shabbos.
When's he going to land?
When someone goes by a boat.
When's he going to land? He's going to land after Shabbos?
Yeah, he knows he's going to be flying over Shabbos.
Right.
If he's going on a boat, before Shabbos, before Shabbos, he knows he's going to be traveling on Shabbos. Yeah,
why do you assume a guy can do that before Shabbos on a plane? Who said a guy could do that before Shabbos?
No, he's saying why not? Why can't it? Why is someone allowed on a boat, but when it comes to a plane,
can't do it? A boat's free, okay.
If a person wants to go on a trip, let's say on a boat, before Shabbos, when does he have to leave?
If it's a big trip.
Big trip.
So at least 3 days before, unless it's a mitzvah to go down to soil and so on. So then he can embark even Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
For a mitzvah or not a mitzvah? So could a person go on a plane on Friday and the plane will land after Shabbos?
So, because he'll be in the hospital. There's a bayonet where he's coming to Malamasso. So, in regard to, and he's a tongue drop on all, but if he traverses more than he do his meal, so he say, suffer home, suffer the rice is a home.
The problem with Trum. It'd be a problem with Trum going more than Yud Bey's meal above 10 from Hull, that the Nisa de Rice, there's a Trum Lamala. So therefore, by traveling, it'd be like as if you went outside the Trum in the neighborhood. It'd be Nisa de Rice. Right? You went too far, 12 mil, so same thing up in the sky. No, by boat, you don't have it. Because it's not Lamala Mayasara. No, but in other words, it's not above. You know, some say that it's Trum on top. Yeah. So the question is, why isn't there a problem with Tchum on the ocean? If a person leaves Friday, the Shem Mitzvah, why isn't there a problem with Tchum on the ocean?
Because on the ocean, it's not L'mayla Masor.
So why isn't it considered Tchum on the ground? Regular Tchum. Like a regular Tchum, a person's going Yud Bey's meal on...
So you're going to set the ice.
No, so why don't you say the same thing with the boat?
You know how not...
So then a person couldn't leave Friday, should
that's
not
right,
leave.
That's right.
Should not leave Friday.
That's right.
On a boat.
No.
What about L'shem Mitzvah?
No, okay. Should. There's no head on L'shem Mitzvah to be even on his other eyes.
Someone goes on a
So his question is, so then why can a person leave Wednesday and go on a boat if the boat's going to travel on Shabbos?
Because it's not Tchum on Shabbos.
And what about the Tchum? Is there a problem with Tchum?
So then it's already Pekach Nefesh. Should you come down?
Because it's stuck. You're on a boat already. It's stuck. Okay, his question is, if you take a boat on Wednesday and the boat goes till Sunday, so you're traveling on Shabbos, it's mutter because you left early, and then it's a question
because,
of sakana.
Because in such a case it's mutter to be machnis himself into a state of pekach nefesh.
Right.
But some of the Shabbos are not
right. But what if a person has a choice of doing that, machnas himself in the case of pekach nefesh by leaving Wednesday, or taking a plane and not having to travel through Shabbos?
She should take a plane.
Take a plane. Okay.
Do the kelim of the Mishkan and Beis Hamikdash today still exist today? Does anyone know that?
Do we know if the kelim of the Mishkan or the Beis Hamikdash are around today, exist today?
Well, many science claim that the Vatican has it. But we can't rely on that, you know. We'll have to have a Gilon Novi. Lost it, love it.
Are we allowed to make them today?
Are we allowed to make them today?
You can make it just to educate people, that's all.
But it's not really a claim, is it?
Your father asks you to do something, and your mother asks you to do something at the same time.
So it's Gemara in Yiddish. If they are together, I'm not divorced. So, he asked me to read of it. Shehu v'imei chayon v'chiyot. But if she's divorced, so then he should do whomever he likes for more.
Why does it matter if they divorce with the other?
Because then the mother is not chayv in the covet of her ex-husband.
If they're married, she herself has to respect the husband. Therefore, the husband comes first.
Yes.
If they're separate, then they're two separate people, then he's not bad. Then he has as much an obligation to the mother as to the father.
Which to the mother?
Whichever one you want.
Okay.
Whichever one you want. Yeah.
If someone kills somebody inside an Ari Mikvah, does he have to go to another
Ari Mikvah?
That's right.
Yeah? It's here, Shahar, give him a mikvah for a mikvah.
How far is a congregation supposed to go in order to force somebody to give his wife a gate?
Right. How far should a kehillah, shul, go? Let's say there's someone in a shul that doesn't want to give his wife a get. So how far should the people in the shul go to force
all the way,
him?
All the way, all the way. But not physical violence, but just moral pressure. Even to the extent of not giving him an aliyah in the shul. Not let him go to the omet, even when he was outside.
I thought it said... Haka also
had Shiyom
and
Rotsar.
He hit him until he says, I want.
Well, that's only Besen Smukim, the Arim says. Not in any other case, except in an emergency situation.
Today
what?
Can a Besen today do that?
I don't think there is such a
Besen.
The state can do it.
Yeah.
To a getla.
To the getla. He said, for example, the Satmar Bezdin.
Satmar Bezdin does.
Satmar Bezdin, yeah, by the country. Rabbi Friedman knows it better tonight.
Yes, okay. We'll talk about Bezdin later, yes. Any other questions?
Okay.